You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You know, there are a lot of misconceptions around divorced people, especially those who are ready to get out there and date. And some of the misconceptions are often from people that have never been divorced with their own ideas. But most of the issues that divorcees have is what they think life looks like as a divorced person dating. In this episode, I will be talking to you about four things that you need to know as it relates to getting your head in the game when it comes to stepping back out there in the dating pool or in these dating streets after divorce. Stay tuned. Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. No one goes into a marriage, at least I would like to believe that no one goes into a marriage thinking that this ain't gonna last. I know when I got married, there was no plan B, right? Because I met my knight in shining armor and we're in this forever and ever and ever. But that was not the case. It just, it did not last forever as I thought it would. And if you've ever been in a situation where your resume has divorce on it, you may be wondering, okay, what's next for me? Or I'm never going to get married again, or I'm never going to date, or I'm never going to find anyone. And I want to tell you, if you're at the point where you're past all of that and you're ready to hop into dating, or maybe you've stuck your foot in the pool a little bit, I want to tell you that there are some things that I wish that I knew, some things that I wish, that someone could have said, hey, don't do this, but do this. So I have compiled some things that I wish I knew in a dating after divorce guide. Is a short little 4-page guide that I have available for you on the website. So go to datingwhilebackpodcast.com, check out the download section, and it's totally titled Dating After Divorce. So check it out. So number one, dating after divorce or life after divorce, let me tell you some do's. I want you to know the importance of taking things slow. It does not matter how long you've been divorced or if you have been in the dating pool and you're getting back into it again. Take things slow. I don't care if you are dating later in life, and which a lot of people find themselves after being married for a while or taking a hiatus for a while, you start looking at your age. This is for both men and women. Take things slow. Take things slow. It can feel good, especially if you're meeting somebody and you guys are vibing and you just want to, this is my person. Yeah, but take things slow. Don't rush into anything. Don't be quick to try to define what this is. It's important to figure out where you guys stand, but enjoy the time. Enjoy it. Don't rush it. Number two, Be open and willing to try new things as it relates to meeting new people. And when you meet new people, be open to doing new things, right? It's easy to meet people in whatever capacity that you are used to meeting people, or you think this is the easiest way. And when I say be willing to get out and meet new people, you have a lot of people who are navigating to dating apps, and there's nothing wrong. There is nothing wrong with online dating and dating apps, but try to get out, right? Try to get out and meet people. Be sociable. Go to events, right? Volunteer. Hang out with friends. And be willing to accept if they find, or if they think they find somebody, be open to maybe meeting someone based off of a suggestion. I got a cousin. If you're cool with it. Okay. So, but be willing to get out and meet new people in various ways. Number three, be honest about your divorce status and or number of marriages. If this was your second divorce, then that's just what it is. Being honest and open, because if you're going to end up meeting your forever, you want to make sure that you start off with honesty. Even if you think, oh, I don't think this will go anywhere, be honest. Because the worst thing that you can do is to try to go back and clean up or have the stress that you got to go back and, you know, be real with somebody about how you were dishonest in the beginning. It doesn't set or lay a good foundation. Okay, and when I say it about being honest about your divorce, some people don't like to even mention that they've ever been married because they feel that there is a stigma that is associated with being divorced. Okay, yeah, I've been divorced. Wasn't the best time, you know, of my life, but yeah, I've been divorced. It's just that simple. You know, just say it. The next thing is to, and the last thing that I will share are some don'ts. Do not complain about your ex. It doesn't matter if you guys got kids and that person really pissed you off today. Don't complain about your ex, okay? This isn't your confidant. This is someone that you're dating, you're getting to know, and complaining about your ex can give off the impression that you're not over it, hence you may run somebody off. So keep the complaints about your ex, either present complaints or past complaints on what they didn't do and how it's bothered you, blah, blah, blah. Keep that to conversation to your friends, okay? The next don't is don't be apologetic or ashamed of your status. Don't be sheepish and insecure about the fact that you've been divorced. And this is another thing that's very, very important. When you talk to people and they know that you've been divorced, the common thing for a person to ask is, what happened? Be okay with not sharing. Okay? And then be okay with sharing. Do not talk about or share things that are uncomfortable with you just because someone asked, well, what happened? Was it infidelity? That's the number one thing people suggest or assume. And if you're not comfortable with talking about it, or if you feel it's none of their business, you know, you make that choice. You can respectfully decline and say, you know, I really want to talk about it. Or you can say, you know, things just really didn't work out, and keep it moving. Okay. And then the last one, which is very important that I'll share. And again, there's more on the graphic, again, on DateWantBlackPodcast.com. But do not, or let me say this, be slow to introduce people to your children, especially if you have small children. Everybody should not have the privilege of meeting your kid. Okay. So those are just a few. There's eight more that do's and don'ts that you can check out. And then there's also there's a graphic called the pre-work, because there's some work that you need to do if you haven't already, before you even step into the dating lane. Check out that graphic as well. All right. I want to tell you, you know, sometimes life just throws us these curveballs. And someone said, no, D, they bullets. Whatever it is, just realize, pat yourself down and say, you know what? I made it. I didn't die behind this. And I will make it through this. You have people that have been divorced, found true love, and really and truly found their happy spot. And you will too. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. And this concludes this episode. Thank you for so much for your support. Again, you can always check us out on all social media platforms at Dating While Black. You can check out our website and learn how to become a subscriber at www.datingwhileblackpodcast.com.